I thank God for the privilege He gave me today to be to worship the Lord, to listen to the Word of God today with you all. And I bring you the greetings from the Chennai Church, two churches in Chennai. We have two churches in Chennai, one in Thirumalavail and another in Tambaram. And all of us, I bring the greetings on behalf of all. And we thank God for you, for the elders here, and for our dear brother Zach, through whom we heard wonderful, amazing, life-changing New Covenant truths. We thank God for that. And even today, as we heard, I thank for the word. I thank the Lord for the word. He spoke to us powerfully how we can bring the best offering to Him. Now, recently, the Lord spoke to my heart. He told me, I felt the Lord speaking to me this: if you don't bow down your will before me, bend your will before me. Now, we all worship the Lord on our face or bowing before Him. The Lord told me, if you don't bow your will, bend your will, all you are bowing before me is a waste. I don't accept it. And I believe this is what, the Lord also spoke to my heart this morning when we heard about what Cain offered. His will, my will. When I surrender my will before Him and take up His will, that is the best offering I believe that I can offer to God today and every day of my life till I die, till the Lord comes. The best offering that you and I could give Him is my will. That's the one offering which the Lord offered all through His life. That is the example that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, that He offered His will every day and did only the Father's will. That was a great challenge. And the Lord also spoke to me from a verse how important it is and how serious it is. I just want to show these words from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 66. This word came to me powerfully to my heart. Now we bring an offering to the Lord. We give our time. We give our money to the Lord. We come to the church. And we gather together and praise the Lord, be it in the church or at home, personally when we do it. But the Lord says here how important it is for me, for all of us to choose His way, not my own way. The Lord says, it says in verse 3, people bring to, in the old covenant, people will bring an ox or a lamb to offer to the Lord. And this verse says, if I choose my own way in every day of the decisions which I make, if I choose my own will and not choosing God's will, the Lord says here, he who kills an ox, who comes and sacrifices an ox on the altar to the Lord, the Lord sees as if it's not as an offering, as a sacrifice, but as a murder. It says, he who kills an ox is like one who slays a man. That is how the Lord sees it. He who sacrifices a lamb, a person who comes and sacrifices a lamb, the Lord says, he is not offering a lamb. He is sacrificing, he is breaking a dog's neck. They break the head, the head of the lamb, to offer to the Lord. They cut it into pieces. And the Lord sees not as a lamb, but as a dog. And he who offers a grain offering is like the one who offers swine's blood, the abominable thing that one can put it on the altar of God, the swine's blood. That is how the Lord feels when I don't choose His will, His way, I don't bend my will and choose this. The Lord sees whatever I offer to you. Even if I put a large amount of money in the offering box, the Lord sees it as a swine's blood. And he who burns incense is the one who blesses an idol. We come here and praises the Lord, praise our Lord. That's an incense. But the Lord says, you are not blessing me, you are blessing an idol. You're not worshipping me, you are worshipping an idol. And the reason, the last part of that verse says, is because they have chosen their own ways. That's the difference I felt between the offering of Cain and Abel. He gave the best. And today, what I learned from that is that if I offer my will, and that is exactly what Romans 12:1 says, giving my body, because my body, every part of it wants to do its own will. But I say no to my will, but give it as an offering, a living sacrifice, laid in a living sacrifice before the Lord. It's a true worship, spiritual worship. I thank God for the wonderful truths that I've heard from this church through Brother Zach, Brother, and many other elders, and for supporting us, for supporting the churches in Chennai and Tamil Nadu. I pray the Lord will help us to walk in the way that we have heard today and listen to Him. Thank you.